Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, this is a sort of a monumental day in the day of punk rock. On this day in 1976, the Ramones introduced their self-titled debut album. It included this song. Now, you know, the Ramones were punk, but the Ramones, I think this day in 1976 was not only an early tipping point in the world of rock with punk music, but the Ramones were sort of a commercialized version of some of the most hardcore punk rock. Like, this is really, really pop compared to, like, some of the stuff the Sex Pistols did. And as I have mentioned on the show before, and even earlier, punk rock was bigger in the UK than it was in America. And I was on the air as a music DJ at the time, and I remember talking about this. There was this push to make punk rock go in America. And it wasn't as successful in America as it was in the UK because the music was very angry. It reflected an angry voice of a young generation that in the UK was just dealing with harsher economic times and fewer jobs and less money than in America. And so it didn't really catch on in America. There was still that cult following of punk. And, you know, that really ultimately led to what became popular bands that were part of the new wave movement, the B-52s and Berlin and bands like that. In fact, the Goo Goo Dolls, you know, they've got so many pop hits out, but the Goo Goo Dolls actually started out as a hardcore punk band. And I'm going to play one of the early Goo Goo Doll songs a little bit later this hour. Also, we're going to feature some music from the world of punk, since this was kind of a monumental moment with the Ramones releasing their self-titled debut album on this day in 1976. I'm Scoot on the Air. I'm glad you're with us. We've been talking about a lot. I had a great conversation with Stephen Griffin, a professor of law at Tulane University, about freedom of speech. And I remind you that on a pedestrian level, you know, where you know, you're talking with your family and your friends, you're in a bar, you're bashing Biden, you're bashing the Democrats, or you're bashing Trump or whatever, you know, that kind of freedom of speech right now is not really threatened. But what I see coming, and this is from my perspective inside the media, what I see coming is a real threat to, well, that wasn't supposed to happen. Is a real threat to freedom of speech when it comes to the media, freedom of expression. And one thing that really, you know, got my attention was one of the top executives of 60 Minutes decided to resign because he felt like he was losing journalistic integrity, losing the freedom to journalistically do what they needed to do out of fear that the Trump administration would come down on them and revoke their license. And Donald Trump himself has talked about revoking the licenses of some of the broadcast networks. So, you know, on that level, it's really scary. So we'll post this this conversation that I had with this law professor. And by the way, I said this at the beginning of the show. When Ian sets up guests, I don't know what their opinions are. We set up experts. We do not set up experts that agree with us. this has been the tradition of my show, really, throughout the history of the show. We don't go, okay, let's see, who's going to agree with Scoot? Let's see, let's get that. Okay, this guy's going to agree, or this woman's going to agree with Scoot, so let's get this person. We don't do that. You know, I tell Ian, get an expert on freedom of speech. And so we found this professor. I don't know what his opinion is. And sometimes they agree with me, and sometimes they don't. But we look for the experts, not somebody that has a specific opinion. And I love that about our show. So I'm going to post that also on Instagram, and I'm going to post it on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, and you can comment on that. The last thing I posted on Scoot on the Air Facebook and Instagram was a video about freedom of speech and the new threats to freedom of speech, and also about the new baby boom that Donald Trump is trying to administer. A new baby boom by offering people $5,000 to have a baby. If you're married and you deliver a child, you get $5,000 in tax credit. Is that going to work? Well, I don't think so, but we'll see. Hey, I don't often agree with Governor Landry, but I agree with Governor Landry in his commission to create a memorial for the New Year's Day terror victims. Also, there's a guy, we've got the story on our website, WWL.com, a guy who is dressed in an Amazon delivery outfit, and he delivers a package, and then he steals a cake. And it was intended for a Sweet 16 party. I mean, that's pretty low. But how have they not even found this guy? I don't think they found him yet. I mean, if you work for Amazon and you're wearing the uniform and you deliver a package at a certain time of day, it seems like they should find that guy. You may notice the city is starting to fill up. A lot of people arriving in town for Jazz Fest, which opens up tomorrow, and also the Zurich Classic, which opens up tomorrow. We're not going to get to this today, but I want to talk about this tomorrow. St. John the Baptist Parish Sheriff Mike Traeg wants to hold parents accountable, parents of juveniles, for their offenses. And this comes in the wake of a 15-year-old boy, and you've heard this in our news, a 15-year-old boy being arrested in a shooting at the LaPlace Waffle House, 15 years old. The parents should go to jail. Now, you can argue, well, you know, people don't have control over the 15-year-olds. Well, no, you don't. But if your kid gets to the point at 15 where he's doing this kind of activity, you, in all probability, failed to be a parent from the beginning. And if we start throwing parents in jail, then we're going to start giving a message that if you have a kid, you better raise your kid. You better at least try to raise your kid. Now, maybe there are some circumstances that would cause some parents not to be held accountable, but I don't like this idea that parents go free, because a lot of parents don't give a damn about their kids. They don't care. And it's really sad, and it's not fair to the kids. So we can't get to that today, but we will definitely get to that tomorrow. If you want to join us with a comment about anything that we have been talking about, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. And also coming up, I want to share my movie review with you on the movie Conclave. It's all about what the Catholic Church does behind the scenes after the passing of a pope. And Pope Francis just passed away, so it's amazing that this movie is, well, it's available online, and I viewed it online the other day. It was at movie theaters recently. I didn't get a chance to see it, but what great timing. So we'll talk about that in a few minutes. Let's go to Kenner CJ. You're on WWL. Thanks for hanging on.
Yeah, Scoot, how you doing?
I'm good.
First, I got a statement to make, because ironically, I was one of those actors that you spoke of in these commercials.
Okay.
Just so you know, I'm hired by an agent. I show up to do a job. I received sides of a script of what I was going to be doing. And I even actually remember the lines. It was
how much money did you get?
Hey, I got reeled in by a rig.
Okay,
and I got $250,000.
Okay. Were you
and hurt? I was like, no, that's the point.
Yeah.
So what I was just going to let you know is when I got the sides for that gig, I was like, wait a second. I didn't get hit. I didn't get rewarded $250,000. Why am I saying this?
Yeah. CJ,
but, I mean,
I don't blame you for doing it. I don't blame you for doing it at all. You're an actor. I blame the lawyers who want to hire actors who look like they're perfectly normal and they're getting this amount of money. A lot of people who get rear-ended by 18-wheelers, they're not in as good a shape as you're in when you did that commercial representing somebody who got $200,000.
Right. So let me share this with you. So let's move forward about 15 years later, 2018, I'm sitting at a traffic light. I did get rear-ended by an 18-wheeler that was carrying 8 pallets of zinc galvanized anodes that are 6 feet by 6 feet that go underneath the stern of a ship for electrolysis.
Mm-hmm.
I got lucky, and I had some equipment in my bed that when I got hit, I ricocheted off of the front of the truck.
Wow.
I spun 3 times, and then that son of a gun was coming right at me. I actually walked away from that accident, but I had a law firm that a friend recommended. But for me to get big money, because the guy had bobtail insurance, so I wanted you to let your audience know, if you get hit by a rig that has bobtail insurance, all it covers is the cab. So if he's got $15,000, $25,000, $50,000, that's your limit. That's all you're going to get. You can't sue him for anything over that, because that's the only insurance he has.
But that's why lawyers sue, and lawyers do serve a purpose in getting money that people deserve. I don't like the idea that everything seems like it's a party when you get a check, because a lot of those people who are getting those big checks, they don't feel like partying. They're happy that they got
correct
the money,
well,
but
the
they don't feel like partying.
The other thing I was going to tell you real quick was, I was advised to have back surgery so I could get bigger money, because they were connected to a chiropractor company. And the chiropractor would have me do all these, treatments. And let me tell you, when you finally do get paid, a lot of that money goes to that aspect of that lawsuit. So for you to get big money, you have to have a lot of treatments. You got to have surgery. I know several people that got surgery because they were advised to.
Yeah.
They're worse off now than if they wouldn't even got the surgery at all.
Well, CJ,
just because you hear, like you said, people get big money, there's consequences that come with that.
Well, I really appreciate you sharing that that story with us. There's some commercial, and some woman got $2 million, or there's one where some woman got over $1 million. And I doubt that the woman that got $1 million looks like the woman that was doing the commercial. Hey, coming up this hour, I'm going to give you the WWL Jazz Fest code word for the day. You take that code word and go to our website, WWL.com/contest with an S, and you could be the winner of tickets to Jazz Fest next weekend. So the passing of Pope Francis, the day after Catholics celebrated the resurrection of Christ on Easter Sunday, which happened shortly after the movie Conclave had come out. Well, actually, this happened. Conclave had come out, and then Conclave is now available online. And I watched it the other day, and Conclave is about the politicking that goes on behind the scenes in the selection process of a new pope. And it was just amazing. I wanted to see this when it was in the theaters, never got around to it, but I streamed it the other day and watched it. And as I was watching this movie, it was actually like watching the news develop. I felt like the cameras were behind the scenes of the Catholic Church, because the Pope had just died. And this movie, Conclave, is about what the Catholic Church goes through when the Pope dies. Now, look, this is a fictional story, but there's enough information out over history that indicates that the Catholic Church has secrets, and the Catholic Church does everything it can to protect its image. As tempting as it might be to believe that there's some kind of conspiracy about the recent run of Conclave in theaters and then the death of Pope Francis, I really think it's just a coincidence. Production of the movie Conclave began in 2023. That's over 2 years before Pope Francis showed signs of a declining health. And the Pope's health issues continued in early 2025, and he passed away the day after Easter. So, you know, watching the movie again, I felt like I was watching the news cameras just behind the scenes. Conclave deals with something that I've talked about on this show, and that is the question of whether the Catholic Church will seek to find a pope who will continue the more liberal philosophy of Pope Francis, or will the cardinal select someone who will revert back to a more strict interpretation of Catholic doctrine and the Bible. I'm hoping for the more liberal philosophy. And again, this is not regarding politics, it's regarding the Catholic Church. Pope Francis was more liberal than many past popes, and he was very accepting of the LGBTQ community, accepting of contraception, the issue of divorced, newly married Catholics being invited to communion. Pope Francis's views were very controversial and caused many devout Catholics to reject his philosophy. Pope Francis was also quick to condemn President Donald Trump when Trump said or did something that the Pope considered to be in defiance of the spirit of what it means to be a Christian. And Trump was never at a loss to come back at the Pope and criticize the Pope for what he was saying. Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene said after the news broke about the death of Pope Francis that the, quote, hand of God, unquote, defeated evil. Many conservative Christians opposed Pope Francis for his more accepting views of homosexuality, contraception, and, of course, the Pope's attacks on Donald Trump. As much as we have talked about the separation of church and state, politics and religion are naturally blended together under certain circumstances. And the Catholic Church is such a powerful entity that it's not a surprise that Catholicism sometimes becomes part of politics. The movie Conclave was slow getting started. It was slow. You have to invest in the characters and what's going on. Remember how you felt the first time you saw The Godfather? And there were all these names being mentioned, all these, and you had no idea who these people were. I kind of felt like that in the beginning of Conclave. So don't let that discourage you. Stick with it to the end, because there's quite an interesting ending. Conclave does present that problem that The Godfather presented with all the names being mentioned, and it's hard to keep track of that. The acting was good. The movie was the winner of non-Oscar nominations. I'm sorry, 8 Oscar nominations, including Best Picture of the Year. Now, the movie is very cerebral, and I would describe it as a cerebral thriller. But of all the action that takes place, it's the action that takes place in the brain that's exciting. I mean, it's not an action-filled movie. There's not, like, shooting and guns and things like that. Again, it's a slow movie in the beginning, but the pace does pick up, and you are introduced to some of the concerns involving the leading candidates for Pope. And those concerns are going on, you know, right now behind the scenes in the Catholic Church. But I suggest that you stick with the movie because the surprise ending is unexpected. I'm not going to reveal it, but I'm only going to say that the surprise ending does remind us that the Catholic Church has secrets. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon about anything we're talking about, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Yeah, let's just say the ending of the movie reminds us that the church has secrets. All right, Wednesday afternoon, Ian and I, after the show, are heading over to Lafayette Square. We're part of the concert. We're going to introduce George Porter Jr. and others. It's the Young Leadership Council's Wednesday at the Square Concert Festival in downtown New Orleans. Starts at 5 o'clock this afternoon at Lafayette Square. And we'll be right back on WWL.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, this is a big day in the world of punk music because the Ramones released their self-titled debut album on this day in 1976, and they were really on the very popular pop edge of punk, but they were still punk rock. But here's another group that was really more into the real punk scene. This is the Stooges, and the song is called Search and Destroy. And some of you may not know this, but the Goo Goo Dolls, and the Goo Goo Dolls had hits like Name, Iris, Black Balloon, Slide, Better Days, Here With You. I mean, the list goes on. Sympathy, another great song by the Goo Goo Dolls. They had a lot of great pop songs and a lot of great ballads, but before the Goo Goo Dolls were doing all that pop stuff, they were a punk band. And we're going to do one of the early Goo Goo Dolls songs from the earlier years. Name, the song that was really their big hit that really kind of broke them through. The song Name was released in 1995. I've got a song from the Goo Goo Dolls from 1989 when they were really in their punk years. So I'm going to play that for you going into the next break. Let's go to Natchez. And Clyde, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to WWL.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing, Doctor?
I'm good, Clyde. Thanks.
Scoot, you are the doctor. You know that. Anybody got a problem, they can come to you. You can cure it. You're the doctor.
No, listen, I really can't. I do the best I can. I've lived a lot of life, and I think I can offer a lot of advice in a lot of different situations because I've seen and done a lot of things.
But you're my doctor, so I've been, you know.
Okay.
But look, Scoot, I need 45 seconds, just real quick. Now, they selected a new pope, and I'm going to ask you this and let the audience go from there. Would they accept there's one black pope that's in there? That's an opportunity to be a black pope. Now, as my research, there was three black popes way long time ago, but they never kind of put it into history. Can America and the world deal with a black pope, and can the Donald Trump people deal with a black pope? And the reason I say that, because biblically, we look in the Bible, and it talks about Jesus being hair of wool and bronze skin. And I talk to my white friends, we talk all the time, and I say, hey, man, they talk about Jesus. I say, well, do you recognize it as a black man? I don't want to talk about it. Well, you know what? My thing is this. If Jesus was white, literally, it wouldn't matter to me. It literally wouldn't matter to me. I get on my knees and kiss his feet like everybody else. But biblically, it does not indicate that that's the case. You know what I'm saying? So they don't want to talk about it. And then when I have a friend of mine, Blair Underwood, who did the movie called The Second Coming. You got to see it. It's a really good movie. It's about the second coming of Christ. And the bottom line is that he's a black man that comes, and they don't believe that he's a black man that has come back as the Christ and as the Messiah. So I'm just bringing it out there because I sit there and I'm like, why do they keep doing the movies where Jesus being depicted as a white man when the Bible clearly does not show that? So I'm going to let you go from there.
All right, well, Clyde, first of all, when you look at the area that Jesus was born in and occupied, historically, there's every reason to believe that Jesus was black. The depictions that we see of Jesus are of a man with blonde hair and blue eyes, and that's just very, very unrealistic. And it shouldn't matter what Jesus's color is. What matters is his message. And there are a lot of people, not just Trump supporters, but there are a lot of people, I think, would have a hard time accepting a black pope. I think that's ridiculous because chances are Jesus was black. And I would like to think that the best person gets the job and that the Cardinals do the right job in selecting the next pope.
I'm with you on that. I'm with you absolutely 100%. Thank you.
Clyde, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Ian with some of your text messages.
Here is a text message that says, what surprised me most about Conclave was the significance of the University of Louisville. That College of Cardinals is really impactful. Alas, I'm a Protestant, so I'm enjoying the chaos.
That's funny, because the nickname of the University of Louisville is that they are the Cardinals.
Here's a text that says, as for Marjorie Taylor Greene, to say that the hand of God struck down the Pope is one of the stupidest things I've ever heard of. The Pope was an old man dying. It's a shame. people have to make everything political. It makes us Christians look like stupid people.
Yeah, it's true. And people like Marjorie Taylor Greene give women, Republicans, give Christians a bad name. And she is truly toxic.
Here's the text that says, first century Judea, Roman Empire. Somehow I feel better if God would send an emissary directly instead of all these men electing a pope from a restricted pool of candidates.
Yeah, but, you know, God doesn't work in that way. You know, I mean, even Jesus, like, didn't just, like, descend from the heavens and come down here. I mean, he was born in a mortal womb.
And I'll leave you with this one. They had punk bands here in New Orleans, too. The Contenders, the Goners, Steffi and the White Sox, the Sluts, the Normals, just to name a few.
Oh, cool.
They played at Jed's, Jimmy's, Old Man Rivers, and more.
I wasn't cool enough back then. I'm being honest. I was still too much of a nerd to even be into punk music. If punk music were around today, I would definitely be into it. But I have a lot of respect for punk. I have a lot of respect for the role that it played. It had a tremendous influence on the music that started off as new wave music. And that was the early name for the music of the 80s. You know, we look back and we talk about the music of the 80s. Well, that was really initially called new music, new wave music. And again, I was doing music radio at the time, so I was, you know, very involved in all of that. But it's just it's something that really did, even though it didn't have big mass appeal in America, it definitely had an influence on music that was popular music in this country. So punk did manifest in the world of rock. All right, so I've talked about the Goo Goo Dolls. So many pop hits like Name and Slide and Iris. You know, nobody. I don't want the world to see me because I don't think they'll understand. You know, Black Balloon, Better Days, really good pop songs. But the Goo Goo Dolls started off as a punk band. And so here's the Goo Goo Dolls. Name came out and became popular in 1995. Here's the Goo Goo Dolls starting out years ago as a punk band. Here's a song, Sex Maggot, from 1989. The Goo Goo Dolls. Not a pop band, but a punk band in the beginning. Listen, kind of music that makes you want to hurt yourself, right? All right, I'm Scoot on the air. We're coming back on WWL. Man, you know, I remember playing this song for the first time. I was on B97. I remember playing this song, Come On Eileen, by Dexy's Midnight Runners. And I remember seeing the video on MTV, and I thought, okay, music is changing. I mean, there was even a banjo in this song. On this day in 1983, this was the number one song in the country. Now, Dexy's Midnight Runners were a one-hit wonder in America, but they were big in the UK. They had other songs that were on the charts. In fact, let's go ahead and play another song. This is from Dexy's Midnight Runners. This was a number one song in the UK, but it never made it in America. The song is called Gino. I don't know. Ian, you think this would have made it in America?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
No. I'm going to say no.
I don't think it's much of a hit, but it was number one in the UK. Yeah, it doesn't seem like much of a hit to me.
No, I don't think so either.
All right, you got a chance to go to Jazz Fest. We've got free tickets for you. This is next weekend with Lenny Kravitz and Cage the Elephant and Pearl Jam and Luke Combs, and that list goes on. The code word this hour is souvenir. You need to take the word souvenir right now and go directly to our website, wwl.com/contest with an S. You need the word, code word souvenir, to register, and you're going to be registered to win two tickets for Jazz Fest next weekend. Now, I'm going to spell souvenir for you because it's one of those words that is spelled differently than it sounds. Souvenir, S-O-U-V-E-N-I-R. See, I think I would spell souvenir S-U-E, Sue, Ven, V-E-N-E-E-R. But no, that's not the way you spell it. Anyway, take the word souvenir, go to our website, wwl.com. Good luck and happy festing from Miller Lite, the official beer of Jazz Fest and WWL. All right, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is the Health and Human Services Secretary. He says that the government is planning to phase out petroleum-based synthetic dyes in our food supply. He says that these petroleum-based chemicals are being put in our food without our knowledge or consent, that we don't know about it. He says they're poisonous compounds with no nutritional benefit. No real benefit. They have measurable dangers to our children's health and development. He said that era is coming to an end. We are restoring gold standard science, applying common sense, and beginning to earn back the public's trust. And we're doing it all by working with industry to get these toxic dyes out of our food and out of the food that our families eat every day. Do you know what this means? Do you have any idea what this means with no food dyes? It means all of the Fruit Loops are going to be the same color. We can't have that. I mean, the big thing about Fruit Loops is they're all different colors. No variety of color. I mean, they're going to look like Cheerios if they're all the same color. Ian, you're a fan of cereal. Can you imagine Fruit Loops all being the same color?
They won't be like the bright sort of electric colors that we're used to. There will be a little distinguishment in there. They'll be like a sort of soft reddish brown or maybe like a more yellow color.
Really? So they're going to have some color in there.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, in general, our food is going to be uglier, but I love this policy, actually. And I, you know, there's a lot about RFK that drives me a little bit crazy, but a lot of this Make America Healthy agenda, I think it's great. I think it's unfortunate that it took this psychopath to put it into practice, but most of these are good policies.
You know, I agree. I mean, some psychopaths have good ideas. So, yeah, I agree with this as well. And I remember years ago, there was all this fear of red dye number 40. Red dye number
40. Allura red.
Red dye number 40. And, you know, I don't know, what was in like Red Hots? You know, if you sucked Red Hots for a while, they would turn out to be clear.
Oh, man.
Suck all the red off.
Allura red is in everything. It's one of the most widely used dyes in the world.
Is it okay?
No.
Oh, it's not okay.
No, I think it's banned in most of Europe, or at least it has been over the years. I think they've gone back and forth on it a little bit.
What about in America?
I think there recently was just a study that came out that said, yeah, this causes cancer, and we're going to kind of stop
it. Well, if it causes cancer, you got to get it out of there. But, you know, we're used to colorful foods. You know, we use our foods having color. I just can't imagine the Fruit Loops. Well, I don't eat Fruit Loops, but, you know, if I did, I would want them to be different colors. All right, if you've, actually, we're going to come back to wrap up the show. Let's see, what do we have here last on the list here? We've got to get to a break here. Oh, like, this is a big day also. On this day in 1988, the Dirty Dancing soundtrack was the number one album in America. It replaced Bad by Michael Jackson, which was number two. Look, this is one of the deeper cuts from the Dirty Dancing soundtrack, a song done years ago by Maurice Williams. Jackson Browne did a cover of this, which was a good song, but this was one of those saucy songs in Dirty Dancing, and that was a great soundtrack, released on this day in 88. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back to wrap up on WWL. All right, Sports Talk, Mike Dettelier, Steve Geller coming up next. They'll recap what Mickey Loomis had to say at his pre-draft meeting to the media. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, Market Manager Dan Barron, News Anchor Chris Miller, Traffic with Court DP, and as always, I thank all of you for being part of our show. All right, I'll do a video after the show on Scoot on the Air, Facebook and Instagram. I'm Scoot. Have a great afternoon. Love you, New Orleans.